USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unvaccinated global tennis star is on a plane forced to leave Australia. Novak Djokovic is the number one tennis star, but he's been deported instead of competing to win the Australian Open. He was scheduled to play his first round match tomorrow night. Australian government officials say he had to be deported because his presence in the country would pose a risk to public health. Some not-so-subtle hints about his future plans from President Trump at a rally last night in Arizona.
And in 2024, we are going to take back the White House.
Trump calling for the Biden administration to leave schools and businesses alone.
Leave our businesses alone. Leave all of us the hell alone. Tell Joe Biden the Americans' health choices are none of his business.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Georgia has issued a state of emergency ahead of a major winter storm. After slamming the Midwest already, this powerful system is now heading south and could bring things as far south as Atlanta. Forecasters say the wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will be making roads across the southeast dangerous up into the mid-Atlantic, likely to give Atlanta its first measurable snowfall in 4 years. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming this past week he's running for another term as that chamber's top GOP leader. And Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says that Senate GOP leader needs to have a good relationship with former President Trump.
I like Mitch a lot. He has a lot to be proud of. But if you want to be a leader in 2022, I expect President Trump to run again for president. You don't have to agree with everything President Trump does or says. I don't. But you got to have a working relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
So where do those efforts to restart the Iran nuclear deal stand? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking recently about the deal and the talks between the U.S. and Iran, and she criticized the Trump administration for having pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal to begin with.
Because of the last administration pulling out of the nuclear agreement, now Iran's program has been rapidly accelerating. Iran directly attacked our partners in the Gulf, and its proxies began attacking U.S. troops again in Iraq, and the United States has become totally isolated internationally.
Meanwhile, the website of Iran's supreme leader recently appeared to show an animation of a robot ordering a drone strike to assassinate former President Trump. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News discussing the ongoing threat that he says Iran poses to the United States.
We take every threat by Iran seriously because we've got troops in the region and they have families at home, and we want to make sure that they can protect themselves and to continue to do their job against groups like ISIS there in Iraq and Syria. So we obviously take the Iranian threat seriously. And again, these kinds of threats that they pose only underscore the importance of making sure that we're vigilant and we're ready.
And a lawsuit filed by a former girlfriend of actor Charlie Sheen's been settled. The suit was filed in 2017 claiming the Two and a Half Men star exposed her to the virus that causes AIDS. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.